are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
I love the Olympics. I like to watch people try harder, reach further, and even surprise themselves in what they can do. My goal in doing this tape is to give you courage, even when the odds are against you, to persevere, to keep on keeping on. You'll never know how far you can go until you've gone farther than you've ever been before. Here then are some valuable lessons from the Olympics, a couple from Australia in the summer of 2000, another one from the year of 2002, and several from Greece in 2004. First, the lessons from Australia. We had a modern David and Goliath story at the Games in Sydney. You remember David. If you don't know, the story is found in 1 Samuel chapter 17. He was a shepherd boy, not any kind of a military man. He was just a shepherd boy who was delivering food to his brothers in the Israel army. They were being taunted by a huge man named Goliath. The Bible tells us Goliath was over 6 cubits tall, cubits about 18 inches. Here's a guy that's over 10 feet tall, one huge fellow. David asked why they were letting him taunt him. He said someone should do something. So he went out without any armor, with only a few stones and his slingshot as his weapon. He kills Goliath with one stone to the forehead. Here's your first lesson. It is sort of an Olympic lesson. The idea came to me while thinking about David and Goliath. You may have an employee who has ability that has not yet been discovered. They may work in the service department or on an install crew, yet they love to talk to people and show a genuine interest in the customers' homes where they're working. When I was in the contracting business, we had an installer who really enjoyed meeting people and talking about heating and air conditioning and the comfort we could bring to a home. We had even done his parents' home. He was a real believer. We worked 3 home shows a year at that company. That installer wanted to be involved in each and every one. He volunteered for every single day that he could. He would work as many hours as we would let him, and he would get 2 or 3 leads every shift by himself. His production rate was 2 or 3 times what anybody else's was while they were working at the show. He became a very important part of our marketing and lead generation team, as well as an outstanding part of our installation team. So you may have a delivery driver who wants to do more than just deliver, and more importantly, has the ability to be involved in additional parts of your business. The person who answers your phone may want to help out in the service or installation department. David's father had no idea he would be the one to slay Goliath. He had no formal military training. It turns out David was fearless and had great skill with a slingshot. So there may be hidden talent in your building. Be on the lookout for people that show more ability than their current job requires. They may be ready to tackle more. In this competition in the Olympics, in 2000, we see Rulon Gardner, a Wyoming rancher, in his first Olympics standing up against Alexander Karelin, a giant, a real Goliath, at 6'4", 286 pounds. This was not Alexander's first Olympics. He had won this event, which is a super heavyweight Greco-Roman wrestling event, the last 3 Olympics. In fact, he had not lost an international match in 13 years. Here's a guy who works out carrying flagpoles and trees through 3-foot snowdrifts over in Russia somewhere, a giant man and a huge competitor. He's a fierce fighter. He had perfected a vicious takedown maneuver called the Karelin Lift, where he tossed the opponent on their heads, sometimes critically injuring them in the process. The match went along all tied up, even in overtime, until the Russian giant got tired. He released his grasp just for an instant. Gardner broke his hold and won with a single point. Winning the match, he upset one of the longest-running dynasties in wrestling history and put his name in the record books as a long-shot winner of that Olympics. The lesson for us, you don't need to pin your opponent, just hang on a little longer than they do. How does that apply to us? There may be a giant company that dominates part of your market. They may be a very strong player. They may also forget to do the little things that mean so much. They might not do what needs to be done to keep an emotional connection with their customers. In short, they get complacent. Karelin probably figured he was invincible. He began to...
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.